Shalom, welcome to Parsha Study. This is Alex Israel from Alon Shavuot, wishing you a Gemar Chatima Tova. Everybody should have a good and healthy year of blessing. And this week we're going to talk about the formidable Shira, Parshat Azinu, which describes the ups and downs of Jewish history, the care and attention of God, who treats us like a parent to dear children, and the fact that we came to the land of Israel and followed other gods, and the suffering that befalls us. And at the end of the Shira, of course, we have God restoring us to our former fortunes. And the question is, when God gets angry with us because of our waywardness, because of our rebellion, and we're told, terrible things are going to happen, that we're going to experience hunger and ravaging plague and deadly pestilence will be let loose against them. Really horrible psukim, the sword will be outside and terror within. God says the following, very strange pasuk. Amarti, says God, I thought, afehen, I would destroy them, the Jewish people. Ashpita me'enosh zichram, I would wipe out their memory from the planet. Lulei kasoyev agur, if it wasn't for the taunts of their enemies. Pen yenakru tzareimo, pen yamru yadeinu rama v'lo Hashem pa'alzut, that their enemies might misjudge and say, our own hand has prevailed. This was not done by Hashem. Right? As it says, right? In other words, lo Hashem pa'al kol zot. It sounds as if Hashem would destroy the Jewish people, chas v'shalom, if it wasn't for the fact that the nations of the world would then attribute it to their own gods and would say that Hashem doesn't exist, etc., etc. And this is cause for the Ramban to ponder on this whole, the continuity of the Jewish people. And as we know, it's really a phenomenon which is beyond any historical equivalent. The idea that the Jewish people have survived throughout history and outlived every civilization and empire. So let's take a look at what the Ramban says here. He says, Galutenu Beina Amim, our exile, he says, Anachnu Yehuda u'Binyamin she'einanu zeicher ba'amim, which is unprecedented amongst the people, v'lo nechshav la'am ve'uma klal, because we're not a normal nation. V'nei yomar ha'katuv, and the psukim here are saying, ki haya midat adin liotenu kein b'galut le'olam. If we were judged by our actions, by midat adin, by the harsh attribute of justice, maybe we would have remained in exile forever. Lulei kasoyev, if it was not for our enemies. And he says, it seems like, Ein lanu hatzala miyata amim rak ba'avor shemo gadol. It's only because of God's reputation, so to speak, that we survive amongst the nation. And now, the Ramban quotes Yechezkel. And I'd like to pay attention to this quote in Yechezkel, because Yechezkel uses this theme a lot, especially if you look at chapter 36 there, where Yechezkel predicts, he says, V'yavon ha'gim asher ba'u sham, v'chalulu sham et shem kodshi, be'emor lehem am Hashem eila. When you go into exile, you will profane my name, because your very existence in Galut is an embarrassment to God. We know that the Christians throughout the centuries saw the state and the miserable state of the Jews in Europe as a state that, as a proof that they'd been rejected by Hashem, chas v'shalom, and that indeed they were the chosen people, the Christians. And he says, v'chmol shein kodshi, ashechelu beit Yisrael b'avim asher ba'u shama. And therefore God says, I'm going to look after my name. I can't trust you. I have to send you into exile because of your sins, but I'm going to look after my own name. And he says, lo leman chem ani oseh, not because of you, ki in the shem kodshi asher chilaltem b'gvim asher batem shama, but because of my own name, which you have profaned, and I'm going to sanctify my name, and v'lakachti etchem min ha'goyim v'kibatzti etchem mikol ha'aratzot v'veiti etchem al matchem. You will be returned back to your land, not because you're so good, but actually because I don't want my reputation to be besmirched. And now this is a very familiar theme. By the way, this appears throughout chapter 36 in Yechezkel. The Ramban quotes also chapter 20, where he says, V'yadatem ki ani Hashem basoti etchem l'man shemi. I'm doing it for my own name. That's why I am restoring your fortunes. You know, there's a very famous story about Ben-Gurion that Ben-Gurion was asked about, Israel's reputation in the United Nations. And he said, it's not important what the goyim think, it's important what the Jews do. But the truth is that it's also important what the goyim think. It's important what the nations think. Because of course, even at the Egel HaZahav, when Moshe had to argue the case of the Jewish people, when he had to defend the state of Am Yisrael, what did he say? Lama yomru hagoyim? Why lama yomru Mitzrayim leimor bara'a hotziyam la'arog otam beharim? In other words, what will the nations say? What will they say if they hear that you've killed all of Am Yisrael in the hills? And likewise, in the story of the spies, Moshe argues in Bamidbar chapter 14, "Veimata et amazeh, if you kill these people, ishechad va'amru hagoyim asher shamu et shemacha leimor, all of the nations who have heard of your great reputation will say, Nibilti yecholet Hashem la'avi et amazeh el haaretz, that you don't have the ability to bring them into the land." So this is really fascinating. So let's go back to the Ramban. And he says, we have no salvation from the nations except for the sake of his great name. As it says, in Yechezkel, v'kibatzti etchem min ha'aratzot asher nafotztem bam, I will gather you from the lands the way you have been scattered, v'nikdashti bachem le'inei goyim, and through your restoration, I will be sanctified amongst the nations. V'yadatem ki ani Hashem basti etchem l'man shemi. And you will know that I am God when I do all of this, the geula, the restoration of the people to their land, for my name. And now he says, and he mentions Moshe's tefillah with the spies. V'lam iskim Moshe b'tefillato v'amru hagoyim. Why did Moshe say in his tefillah the impression that the nations will get if God destroys us? And indeed, Hashem says there, in the story of the spies, Salachti kidvarecha. I hear you, he says, V'hatam b'tahana hazot. It's not that Hashem needs to show off to the other nations. Ki kol ha'goyim ka'ayin negdo b'efes b'to nechshivu lo. God doesn't necessarily care so much about the nations. But the Ramban continues, and maybe I'll read in English. Aval Hashem bara et ha'adam b'tachtonim. He says, the Almighty, Hashem, created man in this world to acknowledge and give thanks to his name and to give free choice to do evil or good. And he says, that's the role. The kashech hatu birtzonam, but when mankind fell into sin, there was only one people left, Am Yisrael, who remained to publicize his name. Lo nishar rak ha'am hazeh lishmo. And he says, through them he publicized his name through miracles and wonders that he is the God of all gods to be known throughout the nations. Now, says the Ramban, if the memory of Israel will, chas v'shalom, be forgotten, the nations of the world will forget God's signs and wonders, and that would utterly defeat the point of creation. No one would survive who would know Hashem. And then the will behind creation, therefore, justified the raising of an eternal people close to Hashem, knowing God and being more intimate with God than all the other peoples. And indeed, Moshe used this argument to persuade Hashem to spare his people, and God indeed forgave them according to Moshe's word. So what are we seeing here? We're seeing here that a very, very powerful argument is being made here that we are the implements, we are the instruments of Kiddush Hashem in the world, and this is a part of our legacy as the Jewish people. Now, this is a fascinating philosophy. I guess it has a negative side and a positive side. The negative side is, are we really only going to be saved just despite ourselves? Not because we have done tshuva, but because it would look bad for God. But on the positive side, I think this really emphasizes the notion of Kiddush Hashem and Chilul Hashem, that the Jewish people have carried through history a tremendous legacy in whatever culture we have been in. We've always been seen as representatives of Hashem. And I think even today, Medina Israel, Baruch Hashem, we do have the return that God spoke about in Yechezkel, a return to our land. We still have a long way to go. And yet, I think the world community does, at some level, look at Israel not just as the Medina Israel, but Medina Yehudim. And in that regard, we're not only representative of the Jewish people, but we're representative of God. And this gives us a tremendous responsibility, because if the world is looking to us as the nation who represents God on this planet, then this is all the more reason for us to rise to become our best selves and to really do that Kiddush Hashem, to act in the most ethical of ways, in the most holy of ways, and try and really create an exemplary society within our communities and within our national home. So wishing everybody a Gemara Chatima Tova. Next time we will meet up and learn Vezot HaBracha, thereby finishing an entire cycle of Torah. I look forward to it next week.